Hey, it's your girl, the Jackie Jackson, real estate investor, coach, and mentor. And thank you so much for tuning into my podcast. I am so excited. The place where I teach you how to make money in real estate, flipping houses. Okay. So our podcast, our show will be starting just in a minute. Just stay tuned real quick for this brief announcement from our sponsors. Welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Jackie Jackson, real estate investor, coach, and mentor. And we are back from our sponsor break. Okay. So what is our show about today? All right. So today we have a really special topic that we're going to be going over today. And the title of our show is Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Who wants to be a millionaire? It's a great, great question. You know why? I think there's even like a game show or something like that on television. It used to be on television. Who wants to be a millionaire? And it really is a really good question. It's a great, great question. And not too long ago, a few days ago, I posted a quote. I read a lot, and I posted a quote from Dr. Miles Monroe, who has passed away a few years ago. But Dr. Monroe is a great leader, a great teacher, and he wrote many, many books, and he's a great spiritual leader. And his quote stated, "A person who wants to be a millionaire is not only or not really seeking money," right? So a person who wants to be a millionaire is not really seeking money. They're seeking power. They want the capacity to control what they eat, where they live, what they drive, and how they conduct their life, like how they live everything and make all the choices and decisions in their life. So I posted this quote by Dr. Miles Monroe on my Facebook. If you're not following me on Facebook, just go ahead and reach out to me there and connect with me and follow me on Facebook at The Jackie Jackson. You can reach me there. And you can follow me online on all of my social media. That's Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, Google+, Twitter, Tumblr, Blogger. I mean, you name it, I'm on it. I make myself extremely accessible to you guys all the time. So I love speaking, and I love talking to you guys all the time. So hit me up on any one of those platforms, whichever one is your favorite platform, just connect with me online. Anyway, so I wrote this quote on my page. A person who wants to be a millionaire is not really seeking money, right? Because most people think, oh, a millionaire, they're just money hungry, grubby, ugly, crazy people, right? They're not really seeking money. They're seeking power. And what is that power? They want the capacity to control what they eat, where they live, what they drive, and how they conduct their life. All right. So this quote was extremely profound to me. And why? Why was it so profound? And why did it stand out to me and slap me in my face and shake me upside down and say, "Hey, Jackie, take a look at this"? Why did it do that? It did that because it contradicts the actual perception of people that are wealthy, people that are millionaires, billionaires, people that are successful. When are we going to stop shaming individuals that want to be successful? Like, I don't understand it. Our society shames people for the color of their skin. Our society shames people for their personal physical attributes. You know, someone is, you know, is heavier than the other, or has more pounds than the other. Someone is, I don't know, rounder than the other, or taller than the other, or slimmer than the other. Like, it's so silly and it's so overrated. It's ridiculous, right? So here we are at a point in our life where We need resources. We need money. I mean, there's no doubt that we need money. There's many people that will say, oh, I don't need any money. It doesn't take money for me to be happy. Bull ducky, okay? Bull ducky, all right? Yeah, you don't need money to be happy because happiness comes from within. You can be very, very rich and unhappy, and you can be very, very poor and unhappy. As a matter of fact, I know more poor people that are unhappy than rich people that are unhappy. Just FYI. I'm just saying, okay? And vice versa of the two. But the point is, what does money do for you, right? What does money do for you? Money is a tool. It's a tool to acquire the resources you need in order for you to live your best life. That's just the facts, people. All right. If you want to have survival, right? Our survival is what? Clothing, shelter, food. Okay. Those basic three necessities, clothing, shelter, food. No problem. Guess what it takes? Money. All right. So stop lying to yourself. If you are under the belief that it doesn't take money to live a good life. It really, really does. And if you don't have any money, you are limiting yourself to fulfill your purpose here on earth, which requires you to have tools and resources for you to actually build upon your gifts and your talents that you were innately provided from before you were even born. All right. Now, I know that's deep. And I know some people are like, well, oh my gosh, Jackie, what does this have to do with real estate? All right, let's bring it home and bring it all together. All right. So many of you out there want to be real estate investors, but you battle with this inner conflict that sometimes you don't even know exists, right? It's in your subconscious mind. It is a battle of, do I really want to be a millionaire? Do I really want to have a prosperous and abundant life? Do I really deserve to have a prosperous and abundant life? What will people think of me? How will I behave? Will money change me? Will money alienate me? That's a good one, right? People are fearful of being separated and isolated if they have too much. The fear of having too much is just as strong as the fear of having too little, all right? And I actually believe that the fear of having too much is crippling to a lot of people, and it actually damages your own potential, and you begin to self-sabotage yourself and not live your best life. So, with my students, with my real estate coaching students that I have all across the country, there is no shortage of information out there in the world, on the internet, whether it's on YouTube or Facebook groups or any other place that you can find information. There's no shortage of information that people can gather and acquire and study and, you know, over time, perhaps even put those pieces together and try to make a cohesive plan. I don't really think that that's the problem. The problem is not information. We live in the information age. We are bombarded with information and overwhelmed with it at times, where it actually paralyzes us because we receive it so often in large doses in like ever increasing quantities. So people don't have a shortage of information. What they have is a shortage of confidence within themselves to apply that information to create their best lives. Okay. So what do I mean? All of my students, when I start with them, we go through a series of exercises that uncover and discover their limiting beliefs about their own success, about their own wealth and perception of wealth, and about their own understanding of what it means to be rich, what it means to be wealthy, what it means to be abundant and prosperous. And a lot of times, their perception of all of these things, to be wealthy, to be rich, to be prosperous, to be abundant, to live above and beyond the minimum requirements of your survival, is actually warped. Their vision of what they think is good for themselves is absolutely turned upside down, inside out, backwards. And we have to work from that place of their limiting perceptions of view of the world and view of themselves in order to be successful, work backwards and correct that and heal. And yes, I did say heal. I said heal, H-E-A-L, not the H-E-E-L, but the H-E-A-L, heal, just like hurt, just like pain, and just like sickness, heal their understanding of the laws of prosperity and abundance that are affecting their life. Because guess what? If you don't heal those limiting beliefs regarding money, regarding wealth, regarding abundance and prosperity in your life, no matter what business venture you embark upon or you go forth and try to, conquer that journey, you will always have setbacks. It'll be like you fighting against yourself, this imaginary, this force, this invisible force, because it really isn't imaginary. It's actually all very, very true and relevant to your mind. It's invisible to the naked eye, but it is very, very real. Okay, this is a force that is crippling in nature, and it actually will prohibit you from moving forward and living your best life because you don't believe that it is a requirement in order for you to move forward and be your best self. So if you believe it's somewhere in your mind, somewhere anywhere, that having money is bad, or millionaires are evil, or money is evil, or the root of evil is money, and all of these limiting belief systems that has been kind of like inherited from somebody else's opinion, not truth, just opinion, all right? Then these are the things that you will be up against. You'll be up against your own self and your own beliefs that will limit you from your own success. Hopefully that makes sense and it's speaking to somebody today. So when we talk about seeking power, we're actually talking about seeking choices that you will have in order for you to live your best life. And what are some of those choices? What are some of those choices that money can bring to you when you have it in abundance as a tool? Let's go over them. The power to live where you want to live. The power to choose your neighborhood. The power to choose where you want to live and not settle because this is the limitations of my paycheck, right? Many people really, what's the word I'm looking for here? They design their life based off of their paycheck, right? Not necessarily what they want and what their true desires are, but they align their life based on the physical amount of money that they have. That's the power of what money actually can do as a tool. Does that make sense? So to say that money is not important in your life is a fallacy because it determines where you live, what you do, how you drink, what you eat, where you go, who you hang out with. All of that stuff is important and it all falls back to money. All right. What else does money control? The power to choose your best house, the power to choose where you travel to, distant lands. If you travel to another country, if you travel to another state, if you travel to another city and experience new things, the power to educate yourself, right? The power. I just had a conversation with a young lady the other day and she was sharing with me that, her desire is to have a mentor and to have somebody that, will teach her the way to go in order for her to have specialized knowledge that will improve her capacity to increase her earnings. And then in the same breath, she turns around and he said, I don't have any money to invest in a mentor. Well, the question is, what decisions led up to this point that caused you not to have enough money to invest in yourself, invest in a mentor that can help you reach your maximum potential? That's a good question, right? We make choices and these choices have repercussions. They have consequences. We live them, don't we? We sure do. All right. So the power to educate yourself, that's what money will provide you. The power to educate your children if you have children, right? Breaking the cycle, this generational cycle of lack and scarcity. The power to love your debt collectors. Oh my gosh, did she really just say love your debt collectors? Yes, I did. The power to actually love your debt collectors because not all debt is bad. The power to love your debt collectors. The power to give freely without limitations and without hesitation. Oh my goodness. That is freeing. That's emancipating. That's what money can do for you. The power to experience the arts, right? The most beautiful things in the world that you can actually see, touch, smell, and experience. The power to sow seeds and invest, whether it's invest in yourself, invest in others, invest in your business, invest in your life. That's what money can do for you. The power to live a prosperous and abundant life. That's what money can also do for you. The power to live purposefully, on purpose, not by happenstance or just by chance or randomly, but purposefully designed the life that you want to live. That's what money does for you. The power to choose your best life. So if money has all these positive attributes that can actually be brought into your life, how is it evil? How is it evil? The matter of fact, the root cause of evil is not money. It's the love of money. Having money in abundance is not evil. The love of it, if you make money the primary focus in your life and you bow down to it and make it an idol, that is where it becomes a hardship in your life. But having it in large quantities and actually using it to create your best life is by far, and when I say by far, I mean by far, a negative consequence in your life. It is by far, okay? So if you have negative beliefs about seeking money in large quantities and you have a desire to increase the amount of money in your life, the first thing that you must do is assess your belief about money, all right? Because no matter what industry that you decide that you want to get into, no matter what business, whether it's real estate or whether you are creating a Shopify store, online e-commerce, or whether you're starting a clothing line or a shoe line, or you're becoming a plumber, a roofer, or you are starting your own ministry out there and you are going out and evangelizing, it takes money to do all of these things. And if you believe that money is evil, right? And it really isn't. You're going to have hardships in building upon your capacity to accumulate money, which is wealth, and actually being successful in your business. All right. So this is a reason why I'm sharing this information with you. And hopefully it frees you. It frees your mind and opens up your mind to experience the opportunity of what it means to actually be successful and to accumulate wealth, because that is what you will need. You will need a lot of it in order for you to live your best life. All right. So this is the Jackie Jackson, real estate investor, coach, and mentor. And I'm just sharing this information with you out of love, because many of you out there are really struggling, and it's 2019 coming up in just less than a couple of days. And you're out there and you're wondering, what is your next step? What am I supposed to do? I've tried everything and nothing is working. And if you've tried a lot of different businesses and you haven't been successful at it, then you might want to go back, reassess yourself, and really understand how you feel about money. You have a subconscious, and you may have a subconscious negative belief system surrounding money, which is causing you to repel it in its greatest way, where you find yourself chasing money instead of money coming to you freely and abundant to you, instead of you being a money magnet, no matter what business that you do. Now, if you are interested in learning about real estate investing, this is the place for you to be. There are many, many different strategies and techniques that you can learn that can help you create wealth in your life, right? To help you create cash flow. Real estate wholesaling is definitely one avenue of approach, one technique strategy that you can use to actually build wealth. You have options. Options is a way of you controlling real estate without owning it and being able to cash flow it. You have being able to take over other people's mortgage, which is called like subject to, and maximize the financing that's on the existing property instead of you going out and trying to get financing. That's a great way for you to become successful in real estate. You can also make zero down offers, which is like zero down payment, 0% interest, and offer the owner terms for the purchase of their property, which is great because you don't use your cash or your credit to do any of those things. One of my all-time favorites in the purchasing and acquisition of really, really low properties that you can sell for really, really high profit is tax deeds. I love tax deeds because you acquire them at the auction for pennies on the dollar, and then you can sell them high, which is great, right? Whether you sell them or you rent them or you do something like that, the exit strategy on those types of properties is infinite. You could be creative as many as you want. Now, if you're looking to learn these different strategies and implement them successfully in your life, if you're looking to renovate properties or buy and hold or buy, fix and sell, any of those things, then you need to join my class. You really, really do. We have a 3-day boot camp, I should say. 3-day boot camp. Say that like 10 times. 3-day boot camp coming up February 22nd to the 24th here in Orlando, where we are teaching you everything from the inside out, all of the different strategies and how you can be successful in real estate investing and really apply those strategies in your market. Not only do we have the 3-day boot camp, but we also include a VIP bus tour. Yep, a field trip. When was the last time you went out on a field trip? It's like back at school, right? Where we take you out to different properties and show you and make it real to you, tangible, right? Step by step, how you can apply all of the knowledge and the wisdom that we shared with you in the 3-day boot camp. You can apply it in real life, and make it real to yourself, how you can connect the dots and be successful. And we do that on the boot camp. Join myself and other industry experts. One of the booked individuals is Christine Baker. She is a full-time real estate agent as well as an investor. And she is phenomenal. She owns quite a lot of properties. She is really, really good. And she has a wealth of knowledge that she'll be sharing with myself. We have property inspectors. We have finance people. We even have like credit repair specialists. People that will teach you how to use your credit, if indeed you even wanted to, how to use your credit to maximize the opportunity of purchasing real estate and building your business credit. It'll be a great, great opportunity for you to come out. It's a well-rounded event. And how do you secure your seat, reserve your seat for this event? It is at the website called cashflowyourlife.com/3, so that's cashflowyourlife.com/3, and you can secure your seat, okay? Because once the bus is full, that's it. All right. The bus is full. We're maxed out to capacity. So you want to be able to reserve your seat ASAP. It's over $10,000 worth of education that we are going to be giving you for a fraction. And when I say a fraction of the price, only $397, which is a huge value for over $10,000 of information, education that is absolutely relevant and real for 3 whole days, 72 hours of powerful, powerful information. So that's cashflowyourlife.com/3 to secure your seat and to secure your future actually in 2019 and your ability to earn more. All right. So I implore you and encourage you to go ahead and secure your seat for this wonderful, amazing event. You can read and listen to all of the testimonials of people who have gone, all of my other students who have attended and have gone on to doing bigger and better things and crushing their market in real estate wherever they live across the country. It's amazing. Anyway, just food for thought. Thank you so much for listening to the Jackie Jackson Real Estate Investor Coach and Mentor. I never take your time for granted. You guys are so, so, so amazing. And you have the power to do amazing and wonderful and big things. Okay. Do not allow yourself to limit you or anybody around you to limit you. All right. Go forth and be free, and be free to just create wealth for yourself in large quantities and abundance without shame. All right. Thank you.